Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to Part 10 in our 12-part series of programs entitled Biblical Economics. Is it a sin for Christians to save money? Is it a lack of faith if we invest in the stock market? Some people will tell you that it is a sign of greed, a sign that we're trusting in riches if we want to save money, if we want to invest in the stock market. And they say that this is based on Matthew chapter 6. So let's turn over to Matthew chapter 6 and see if this scripture is telling us that Christians should not save money. Let's read this in part. It's Matthew chapter 6, and it says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth." See, they'll say, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. Don't put your money in a bank. Don't put your money in a 401k program. Don't put your money in an IRA. Don't invest your money. But instead, if you have faith, what you're going to do is you're going to lay up treasures in heaven, for where your treasure is, if your money is in the bank, that's where your heart is. Your heart is in the bank. Your heart is on material things. You cannot serve God and serve money. Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat?" For your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. They'll quote that and say to you, see, your heavenly Father knows that you need physical things to survive, and He's going to provide all of the food, all of the shelter that you need. Therefore, you don't need to save any money. You don't need to worry about that, because God is going to take care of you. Now, is this what the scripture is saying? Well, my friends, of course, if you read the rest of the story, what God is saying is that we should not trust in these riches, that we should trust in God. That's where the faith comes in, and that's a true statement. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and then all of the physical things that we need, and many of the things that we like, quite frankly, will be added to us. So it's just a matter of priorities. This scripture is not telling us that it's a sin for Christians to save money, that it's a bad idea to invest in the stock market. God is not saying that at all. What He is saying is that we have to seek first His kingdom and its righteousness. In other words, we need to be focused on doing the work of God. And the work of God is preaching the gospel. So we should be giving our money to support the preaching of the gospel. We should also be giving our money to help strengthen the brethren, those whom God calls as a result of planting the seed of the gospel. And we should be helping people in need, those people that have physical needs. We should be giving our money to serve them. But indeed, if you are doing that, if that's where your heart is, that you're doing it out of love, out of compassion, serving people, if that's where your priorities are, and you still have money left over to invest, then that's perfectly fine to do that. It is, in fact, a wise thing, a godly principle to save money. It is a godly principle to make investments, wise, sound investments for the future. And we're going to see that through other scriptures today. In fact, if you read through Genesis chapter 41 and 42, you'll read about the story of Joseph, whose name means prosperity, by the way. And God is the one who made Joseph to prosper. Joseph was used by God to save Egypt and Israel from death by famine. And how did Joseph do it? By saving. Joseph saved food in good times to last through bad times. And this was not a lack of faith. It would have been a lack of wisdom not to do this. But what he used was wisdom God gave him in a dream. It was God who gave to Joseph in a dream this principle of biblical economics, to save money in good times to last us through the bad times. And you remember how he saved food in the 7 years of plenty. And then when the 7 years of famine came, everyone in Egypt had plenty to eat. And not only that, the surrounding nations came to purchase or borrow the surplus. Egypt was higher than the other nations, and the other nations were lower than Egypt. And that's hearkening back to one of the previous programs where we discussed that those who were the lenders were considered in a higher position than God, and those who were the debtors were considered in a lower position. The people in the higher position had an advantage over the people in the lower position. Egypt was the lender, while the other nations were the debtors. Egypt was in a blessed state because God blessed Joseph with wisdom to save food in good times to last through the bad times. God even says that ants understand this principle. Ants understand the importance of saving. It says sluggards are instructed to go to the ant, to consider her ways, and to become wise through emulation. Having no supervisor, they provide their supplies in summer and gather food in the harvest. That's what it says in Proverbs chapter 6 and verses 6 through 8. That we should go to the ant and become wise through emulating what they do. They don't have a supervisor, and yet they provide their supplies in the summer and gather food in the harvest so that during the winter when they're going underground, they can have plenty of food to eat. And that is just wisdom. And God has built that into ants, simple little ants, to have that kind of wisdom. And through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, God led Solomon to write that as an example for us, that we should go to the ant and study her ways. Now, one of the most scathing remarks that Jesus hurled at a person was for not saving money. After returning from a far country, a master called his servants to give an account of the money he left in each of their care. And this is found in Matthew chapter 25 and verses 14 through 30. And in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30, it says this: He who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him, and cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. Now this is a scathing rebuke that Jesus the Christ gave to this person who did not have the wisdom to put the money in the bank and gain some interest. That is a wise biblical principle, to put your money in the bank to earn interest, or to invest your money in a wise and sound investment. I'm not saying that we should go out there and be speculating with money, especially money that we don't have, but if you have extra money after you've paid all of your bills, after you've put money into serving the Lord, serving people in need, if you have extra money, it's a wise thing to invest this money so that you can have money in case hard times do come. You can take care of yourself. You can help take care of other people, first and foremost your family. So it's a wise thing to save money. And how many of us have wished that we had rich parents to leave their inheritance to us? Well, we should be those rich parents. Why are we looking to our parents to be rich and hoping that they would leave us an inheritance, or wishing that we had some rich aunt or uncle to leave us an inheritance? Why don't we strive to become the rich parents, or the rich uncles and aunts, or the rich grandparents? The Holy Spirit inspired Solomon to write, and remember that Solomon was the wisest man that walked the face of the earth, and he retained this wisdom as long as he kept God's commandments. He did some foolish things because he strayed away from God, but under the inspiration of God, while he was still keeping God's commandments, he was inspired to write, A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. This is in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 22. It says here that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Not just to his children, but to his grandchildren. Now that's a wonderful thing to be able to do that. And ideally, we should save enough money to pass on to our children and our grandchildren. And I know that's a lot of saving. We've been talking about debt. Most people in America are in debt, and most people throughout the world are living in poverty. Most people do not have the money to pass on to their children, much less their grandchildren. But God says that this is a good biblical principle, to leave an inheritance to our children and to our grandchildren even. Never should we rely on our physical savings to save us spiritually. That is only done through Christ. That's a given. But we should rely on our earthly savings to save us from financial distress and provide a strong foundation for future family generations. And in our next two programs, I'm going to reveal practical steps that will lead you to a debt-free and financially secure life. God has said that we are created in His image and in His likeness, and that He has given us dominion over all things over the earth. And one of the things on this earth that we should have dominion over is our finances. God has dominion over all of the universe, and He uses the resources of the earth to bless people. He has control of those things. God is not in debt. His finances aren't out of control, and neither should ours be. And so again, in the next two programs, I'm going to reveal practical steps that will lead us to a debt-free, financially secure life. I know that's going to be an exciting message, and I pray that you'll come back to hear this very, very critical information.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.